This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I like to call it like it is, and I really don't like to see all the drama. And apparently, some of the latest drama, after the whole Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light ad, now has to do with Adidas. And their bathing suit ads, including either a transgender male or a biological male. Hairy chest, bulge. And to me, men can wear whatever they want. I've been seeing bathing suits on the beach, and the average person is not wearing the typical men's board shorts. They're wearing Speedos. And to me, I think a Speedo is a half bikini. So I don't really look at men's bathing suits and women's bathing suits per se, and probably that's because when women came out with shorts, bathing suit bottom shorts, I loved those because I like to play beach volleyball. I like to swim and snorkel and scuba dive, and if I'm not in a wetsuit because it's warm or a dry suit, the shorts are great. Because it really allows for a little bit more privacy, and they're cute. So I could wear a top, I could wear shorts, they're water shorts, and in fact, I could even use them with water shorts for camping or anything else. And so I don't think a bathing suit has to necessarily have a particular female, male. I don't really mind about that. But as I've said before, and this is something we need to be very, very careful as American people, is we have anger about things, and then we will focus the anger on something because they could be an excuse for that. And so Adidas, known for sports, I've had Adidas shoes, etc. Looks like they have swimwear. Who knew? They got themselves now we're talking about, oh, Adidas is swimwear. Adidas may be a target by many individuals who are really, really upset with where things are going in terms of woke. So if you have somebody that really wants sports politics free, just keep sports out of it, they're going to be grumpy that Adidas might look like they're getting involved in the political world of biological males or trans females in women's sports. And if people are using sports as their safe haven, as their, look, I could get away from politics because all I could do is watch sports and all I have to do is be against my other team, like the Golden Knights. It's the Golden Knights against Dallas Stars. I'm a big fan of Dallas, Texas, but I'm sorry. I want the Golden Knights to kick Dallas's butt, even though I'm a huge Dallas Cowboy fan. So you will always want to root for one side, but many people are ticked off that sports has now been contaminated with politics. And why can't sports just be sports? Why can't the shoe company just be a shoe company? You also have many individuals that are upset about the whole change of where things are going. They may not want to have the same-sex bathroom. They might want to have separate bathrooms. Who knows? But they're going to target Bud Light, target Adidas. See, the Adidas ad didn't bother me. The Bud Light ad bothered me a little bit. Not because of Dylan Mulvaney. It was because if somebody did this with a cis woman, it would bother me also. Where you have somebody dressed in jewelry dancing in a bathtub. And it looked like it was during the day. I think the window outside may look like during the day. Okay, we women are busting our asses working and sweating and not wearing pearls and getting to be in a bubble bath having a beer. So my problem with Bud Light, my criticism wasn't anything that had to do with cis trans, is don't portray what you are saying as a woman as somebody who has all this time in the world to be dancing in a belt, but that's not women. Okay, the average woman can't dress up like that. You know, we have to work. We have to get our fingernails dirty. I'm draining rectal abscesses, whatever. That's not representing me. The Adidas, that, I, you know, somebody wants to wear a bathing suit, whether they have a bulge or not, I don't care. That doesn't bother me. But we are seeing calls to boycott these brands. Not because I think people are really, really that upset about the beer commercial or really, really upset about seeing somebody with a hairy chest and a female bathing suit. And I'm telling you, okay, I've seen women. They have hair in places that you don't think they do. That's not what I think they're really mad about. And because Americans can't feel like they could speak out and they don't feel their vote is being counted, they're going to, the pressure cooker, the pressure is going to escape in other areas. And so Adidas is going to get blowback. Bud Light is going to get blowback. And it's a way for Americans to say, look, you know, let us be heard. Let us share an opinion on the matter. I don't really think the average person cares about who wears what bathing suit on the Adidas. I don't think it's a big deal. I didn't mind it. I see men in Speedos and half bathing suits and naked on. So I really don't care about that. That doesn't bother me. But I think a lot of people are going to make it a very, very big deal because they're so fed up with everything else going on and they feel like they can't speak out. You know, there are parents really worried that if their child is saying, look, I don't want to have my period, that scares the hell out of me. I do not want to have a period. Can you make me a boy? Parents are fearful that schools will jump in and help them when it's really not about they don't want to be a girl, they just don't want to have a period. So people are concerned about that. And I'm not, you know, I have no problem sharing a bathroom with a transgender individual. I feel very comfortable with them. But as we have cases of rape and assault, people want to make sure somebody isn't pretending to be a girl that comes into the bathroom. So society has to fix things, but unfortunately we are going to see symptoms of a society not working this out, and they're going to go after these companies. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So one thing that I predict is going to get worse, and I think we all can predict that, is our drug shortages and our drug supplies. These things are dwindling. And I don't know if you've ever gone to the FDA database, but we have tons of drugs that are in short supply. Now, some of our epinephrine auto-injection has been resolved, but the epinephrine 0.1 milligrams per milliliter is currently in shortage. We need epinephrine in our ICUs, for our first responders, for our ACLS. We need epinephrine. That's in short supply. That's scary stuff. Many of you have called in for pink eye with your kids. Doctor calls in a prescription. They don't have that. Doctor calls in another prescription. They don't have that. 3 days later, finally a prescription comes in that they have. So erythromycin ophthalmic ointment. I love using this for styes and for certain baby eye issues currently in shortage. Heparin. We are talking life-saving heparin for people with blood clots and a variety of other issues that we need to thin the blood in short supply. Our drug shortage problem, and I don't want to be somebody in the media causing panic, but nobody's talking about this. Everybody wants to talk about everything else and all the other BS. Everybody's talking about Meghan Markle and her being chased around New York City for 2 hours, which is really confusing because you would think the police would just give her a police escort or let her hop into a police car. I don't understand why the whole 2 hour thing, but that's what everybody's talking about. Nobody's talking about how life-saving medications are in short supply and nobody's asking why. Why? So we have been told that people stockpiling the medication is what's happening. Now, I'm mixed on that. I do see stockpiling. I've seen people do that. I think it got worse after COVID because the average person didn't trust anybody else. Rather than this, well, wear a mask for me. You know, get your vaccine for me and for everybody around you. Well, that made a lot of people say, to heck with everybody else. They're turning on me. They're calling the police if I'm not wearing a mask. They're accusing so-and-so of misinformation. They voted for so-and-so. Uh-uh. I don't care. Whatever happens to them. And who was it? I don't know if it was Herman McCain, but somebody had died. And they had people on social media were actually enthusiastic and happy about it, saying, well, he voted for Trump. Are you kidding me? So once Americans saw that other Americans don't really care about each other or people's lives, I mean, I do, and I know many people who do, but once people saw this sort of behavior, they're like, why should I save the antibiotic for you? Why should I worry about antibiotic resistance? So I do think there was stockpiling. Now, how did people get a hold of these medications? Did they all go down to Mexico and buy it, or did they all go to Canada and buy it? No. They called online. They went through telemedicine. And they said, look, I have a strep. My kid has strep. Give us an antibiotic. And some doctors are like, here you go. Others say, well, we got to follow the rules. It might not be strep. It could be COVID. And so some of them didn't. And we have antibiotic stewardship and we have guidelines. Tamiflu was a cluster and a half because people would test at home for COVID, say they were negative or didn't test, or the test wouldn't pick it up. They'd say, I know I don't have a fever, but I got flu because my COVID's negative. And many of these doctors wrote Tamiflu. This was November. So by the time December and January came, we were short on Tamiflu. Why are we short on Tamiflu when we haven't had much of a flu season the last few years, and we're now getting into peak flu season? We were already out of Tamiflu? Well, because a whole bunch of people got it over the fall because their home COVID test was negative. Well, how many home COVID tests have been negative only to later find out the person had COVID anyway? So we mismanaged a lot. But other things we need to also think about that could be contributing to the shortage, because the average person is not getting epinephrine over the phone. The average person is not getting heparin over the phone. What the hell else is going on? Are there drug recalls? Remember there was a bad... Remember one company went under? This was fascinating. One company went under. And because they couldn't pay for staff to oversee the quality assurance and make sure that the medications were kosher, they got pulled. So are these companies low on staff such that they're just not able to make the drugs? Is the labor shortage that bad where these companies can't get people to come to work and help make the drugs and then oversee and do all the processing? Is it not in their financial best interest to make these generics? Some of us are getting medications for $1 or $2. How are they making their money on the medications then? I love the fact that we can get some generic medicines very cheap. But what if many of these companies aren't making the funds so they can't pay the higher staff and they can't push the drugs out? Is there something else going on that we're not being told? I mean, not having enough epinephrine or heparin is some scary, scary stuff. and I don't want to scare myself more, but you could look. There's so many others that are isoniazid, which we use for tuberculosis, IV fat emulsion, ketamine injections, lots of the lidocaines. Let me see what else that we use. Methotrexate injections. Those are in short supply. Methotrexate we use for people's autoimmune diseases. Methylprednisolone are steroid injections. What the hell is going on here? The penicillin injectable, the shot of penicillin. Now, I get there's a lot of STDs. Maybe we are using more. But are the medicines being stockpiled somewhere else? Is it that many of these medications are being made in China or other countries? And so we don't have the ability to produce and make more, or we don't have access, or what the hell is going on? And I, as a doctor, would like these questions answered, because we are having a lot of misuse and abuse of people getting medications online. And we are expecting another flu season, another COVID wave. Paxlovid, they wouldn't let people write online. There wasn't enough of it. And they wanted to make sure people weren't getting it who didn't really have COVID. So it's really hard to get that online. Unless it is your doctor who does an online visit, knows your liver, kidneys, can give it to you. So some medications are already being restricted. But there is going to be the more we have a shortage, the more it's going to fuel people from wanting to stockpile these medications, the ones they can, like the Z-Packs, like the, let me see if azithromycin, how that looks, because these are mostly generic that these are written. Let me see if we have, the azithromycin ophthalmic solution is in storage, but I don't, in shortage. They did resolve the Zolpidem, so the Ambien. People were really getting, I think Adderall is still in short supply. Valproate sodium. We have seizure medications that are in low supply. So one is we need to figure out what the hell is going on in terms of our injectables and the things that people aren't stockpiling. On the flip side, we need to figure out how to stop the stockpiling. Now, one of the reasons why patients stockpile, and again, I'm not blaming them, but this is their situation. Their situation is they have a crappy high deductible plan. Their insurance is expensive. They're spending a lot, and to go to the doctor, they have to spend a lot out of pocket. So they don't want to go to the doctor every time they have pink eye or every time they have strep. They don't want to sit on the phone waiting for hours or wait weeks to get in with the doctor or wait hours to get into an urgent care. So they want to know that they have something in their cupboard, so if their kid goes, I have a sore throat, they could run, grab an antibiotic, and give it to their kid, which is scary to me because sometimes these kids don't need the antibiotic. There was this one woman who went into Stevens-Johnson syndrome because of her, her lamotrigine. And we had one kid years ago who went into a Stevens-Johnson reaction where their skin peeled from taking over-the-counter ibuprofen. So we really do like to supervise what kid is getting what and who's getting what. But parents don't want to wait anymore. Their average doctor is closed. Patients will call into the telemedicine company I work for telling me that they still haven't found a doctor since me. I closed my practice 7 years ago. They still haven't found a doctor that they can see. What the hell is going on here? So if we don't have enough medical providers, it's not easy to get seen. It's going to take hours, and urgent care is so expensive now with our healthcare plans. People are going to stockpile. So if we want to stop the stockpiling, we probably have to make it a little easier for people to see a medical provider. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Contentious, maybe putting it mildly, as House Republicans and Democrats listen to some FBI officials talk about retaliation over blowing the whistle on what they say was the Bureau targeting conservatives.
These are not whistleblowers. They've been determined by the agency not to be whistleblowers. Are you deciding that they're whistleblowers?
Yes, the law decides. Did you not listen to Mr. Levitt's testimony?
Panel Chair Jim Jordan and Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The Supreme Court says social media companies cannot be held liable for terrorist attacks just because some people use the platforms to spread terrorist ideology. Several news agencies say they've confirmed that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will file paperwork next week and become a candidate for president. Pro golf's second major of the season, the PGA Championship, is underway. Justin Thomas, he is the defending champ, going into the round at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. President Biden apparently is up in the polls over Trump by 7 points, according to this one poll. Apparently, this poll was the WPA Intelligence Survey of 1,571 registered voters. And they said Biden, who's 80 years old, would lead 76-year-old Trump 47% to 40% by the popular vote. According to the 2020 election, New York Post says Biden defeated Trump by 4.5 percentage points. Barack Obama beat Mitt Romney by 3.9 percentage points. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.5% and was conducted between May 10th and 13th. So this is pretty recent. And it showed independent voters backing Biden by a whopping 14 percentage points, up from the 9 percentage points by which he won independence 3 years ago. This is according to the Pew Research Center. Wednesday's poll also showed Democrats leading generic down-ballot races 47% to 42%, with Trump at the top of the Republican ticket. The poll does, though, show that Biden remains vulnerable to defeat next year. I'm still blown away that he's beating anybody. Just 46% of voters approve and 54% of voters disapprove of the job the president is doing, 42% strongly disapproving. Only 39% of registered voters have a favorable impression of Biden, 54% an unfavorable impression. 22% think the country is on the right track. 78% believe it's on the wrong track. And you wonder, what are the 22% thinking? Now, I don't trust a lot of these polls. I think there are individuals, well, we know there are individuals, who want to steer the narrative and steer elections by voting for the opposite side. So during a primary, they'll switch their political party so they could vote in a primary. Then they'll go to the primary and vote for the person who they think is the least likely to win. So you also wonder if some people are really excited about Biden running because they think it would be a landslide for the GOP. So, like, yeah, let people think Biden's fine in the polls. Let them think he's fine so they don't try to mess with it. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on. But it is fascinating to me that we still have individuals who think that the country is going in the right direction. We haven't had this much divide. And when I was growing up, the economic woes, the decisions that have been made, it's just one mistake after another. And we called it time and time again. When you tell employers to pay employees more, after you shut them down and lock them down for lockdowns, that was just asking everybody to raise their prices. There's a finesse. There's a way to do things. And I'm not saying I could run the country better. I wouldn't. I don't want to run the country. I think it is you. Whatever ideals you have, you aren't allowed to do. And honestly, in Kamala Harris's defense, I know a lot of people don't like her. She failed miserably in the Democratic primary, but ended up being our vice president. People say, well, look at what she did with the border. I've worked in plenty of companies where somebody gives you a job and has your name on it, but then they don't let you do anything about it. And I actually had to fight back at one of my jobs saying, don't put my name on it. If you're going to have me in charge, then let me fix it. But I am not going to have my name on something that's a complete mess. Let me fix it. No, you can't fix it. You're going to do what we say. Well, then I go to get my name off of it. So I sincerely doubt, and I'm not saying Kamala would have done this, but if let's say I was vice president and Biden told me, all right, you're in charge of the border. The first thing I would do is go down to the border. I would meet with border officials and border patrol saying, look, you guys are on this front line day after day after day. What's going on here and what do you need? And whatever Border Patrol needed and found, I would immediately make sure they got what they needed. And that would probably be within 24 hours of my coming back, if not make the phone calls. And saying, we need to get this, we need to get Congress to approve this, we need to talk to the Pentagon, we need to talk to our Department of Defense, we need to talk to the Department of Homeland Security. Everybody, I was just at the border, we're going to meet, we're going to hash this out, and let's get stuff done. Now, if they didn't let her do that, now I'm not saying she would have, but if it was me, and they said, no, we don't want you to outshine anybody else. We don't want it to look like you agree with Trump because they're asking for a wall and you're telling them. Because my guess is Border Patrol said, look, we just have all this open, but we can't man every inch of this border, get a wall up. If they said, look, you do your job, but no wall, no extra border agents, no changes in immigration policy, then she can't do the job. So the one thing I don't fault Kamala Harris for is the border, if she was told she was going to be border czar and she couldn't do what needed to be done.
Because what we needed to be done is whatever those border agents need. Not people in suits in Washington going, well, what sounds good and what sounds political? So politics, not for me. I have to do a job, let me do a job. Now, interestingly, DeSantis is expected to enter the race. We knew this was going to happen. We're being told it's going to happen next week. He's going to file paperwork declaring his candidacy next week with the Federal Election Commission. A formal announcement is going to come the following week in his Florida hometown of Dunedin. DeSantis is going to do a launch to coincide with the filing of the paperwork. But it's still not being, we don't know the exact day or anything like that. And what's very, very interesting is I talk to individuals, you know, people who like Biden. It's not that they like Biden, it's just they dislike Trump. And you have Republicans who are really looking forward to DeSantis because they think Trump carries too much baggage. They think all the things going on with Trump are, you know, he's just involved in too much, there's too much drama. On the flip side, though, I'm starting to see a turn where many more individuals, especially after what happened with the Durham report, and what happened with the FBI and the Russian collusion, where some individuals are saying, is this a witch hunt? Was he right? And then maybe it isn't drama that he's bringing on, it's drama that the FBI is bringing on. And so DeSantis joining the race is going to definitely divide the Republicans. And they both are very similar in what they want, border control, you know, controlling. DeSantis is more about attacking the woke, whereas, but again, DeSantis is governor of a state, and this is something that he wants to show that he could fix in his state. Trump is going to be a lot about the border, the economy, and it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens. Would a Joe Biden-DeSantis race work better for the Republicans? I know a lot of people are nervous about it being another Biden-Trump race. DeSantis brings youth. But on the flip side, if it is over and over again seen that there is political bias against conservatives, Trump is the poster child for that. And people believe he might be the one to knock that out. I'm mixed. If Trump had that much control, because I told you, the thing with President Trump is, I run businesses, I'm in control, I make things happen. Well, the lockdowns and a lot of the BS that happened in 2020 happened despite him trying to stop it. He didn't have control. And so some people wonder, will he have control? Will he be able to go in there and do and finish the wall? Will he be able to fix health care? Will he be able to? So it's it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, depression is at an all-time high. And maybe it's because more people are open to talking about it. Maybe more people are open to admitting it. I remember when I was growing up, nobody could say anything. If they were taking a prescription, they kept it really to themselves. And people looked at those individuals who struggled with depression or anxiety as being weak, as being unfit. And sadly, you had women with postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis that felt like they couldn't say anything to anybody.
And they struggled. I was very fortunate to not have that. But I did have family members who really struggled with anxiety, depression. And it's a real disease. They say the rate of Americans who report that they were depressed in some part of their lives hit 29% this year, according to a Gallup poll. The reported level of those currently depressed hit 18%. Both figures mark an all-time high in Gallup's polling data. The trend of depression levels tracked by Gallup shows a clear spike since the pandemic. The lifetime depression rate in 2009 was 21.6%, which jumped to 28.6% by 2021. Levels of current depression steadily rose from 12.5% in 2019 to the current rate of 17.8%. Women had a significantly higher level of lifetime depression at 36.7% as opposed to men at 20.4%. They say the highest rate of current depression in an age group is 24.6%, and it's those who are aged 18 to 29. This is a sharp increase by 13%. They said lifetime depression rates for Black and Hispanic adults increased significantly in recent years as they surpassed the levels of white adults. Black adult depression levels jumped from 20.1% in 2017 to 34.4% in 2023. Hispanic levels jumped from 18 to 31%, white levels 22% to 29%. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, I think people have always been depressed. Now, I have never been diagnosed with depression. Have I been in a funk? Have I been sad? Have I been depressed? Of course. I think we all have. But for it to be clinical depression, to last weeks and months, and it to affect one's life, the range of depression is varied. So some individuals will say they're depressed. You know, my cat got eaten by a coyote. I am flipping crushed. I'm so depressed about that. I cry at night because she used to sleep next to me. But I'm still a happy person. I still work. I still can make people happy. I could still laugh. So is that a true depression or is that a grieving? So it's a range of things. On the flip side, you'll have some people who say, I am never depressed. I'm always happy. Yet they'll reach for sugar a lot. I'm like, well, why are you reaching for sugar? Are you hungry? It makes me feel better. Maybe some individuals don't realize they're depressed, but they're reaching for sugar. How many people are drinking at a meeting, at a dinner, when they're going out with individuals? Not because they really want the taste of alcohol, but they're anxious. And they feel like, I got to get through this dinner, so let me have a drink. If I get a drink, I can get through the dinner easier. So the point I'm making is there's a lot of undiagnosed or unrecognized depression and anxiety. And these numbers, 29%, 32%, I think it's way higher. And that's why people are so shocked when somebody commits suicide. They go in, I never knew they were depressed. I never knew they had a problem. They were always fine. Well, were they? Every time were they depressed, did they vape? Would they go and sleep around? Some people don't manifest their anxiety or depression like you would think. People think, well, if someone's depressed, they're going to be sitting in a corner of a room crying and the lights are out. Me, whenever I would get sad about something, I would go for a run. I ran a lot and I was super skinny. If there was a death of a patient or something that I would see at a hospital, or I would, walk by an ER room and it was a drowning victim and the mom crying, I coped with that by going to run. Did I stave off depression? Was that a sign of depression that I went to run? People wouldn't say that. People wouldn't say, well, running or grabbing a cigarette or grabbing a brownie is a sign that you're depressed. But maybe somebody needs to recognize that. Now, the White House is announcing new funding for teen mental health crises. They say it's going to help save lives. And I'm telling you right now, we need to do a lot better when it comes to recognizing teen depression. They say our young people are continuing to struggle with mental health challenges. So the White House has announced the National Day of Mental Health Action. It's how the Biden administration plans to tackle the crisis. Coinciding with Mental Health Awareness Month, the new strategy involves increasing mental health staffing in schools, bolstering operations of the 988 Crisis Lifeline, and making it easier for schools to obtain Medicaid funding. They say it's quite clear that America is in a mental health crisis, according to Susan Rice, domestic policy advisor. She said, we already had a major challenge on our hands, and then the pandemic, the increased isolation, the burnout and trauma of COVID-19 have contributed to increased depression and anxiety, now affecting as many as 2 in 5 American adults. They say 21% of all American adults are experiencing mental illness. 44% of high school students reported persistent sadness or hopelessness. 13% of high school girls and 7% of boys attempted suicide in 2021. 13% of girls and 7% of all boys tried to kill themselves. This is ridiculous. 16% of young people reported having at least one major depressive episode in the last year. That's more than 2.7 million young people. That's according to Mental Health America. So, Medicaid, White House highlighted moves to help schools provide better mental health care for students. The Department of Education will propose a new rule that would streamline medical billing permissions for schools, while Health and Human Services will issue additional guidance with new, easier medical billing steps. These actions will make it easier for schools to get the Medicaid funding they need to hire the people they need to provide the care for their students. They say by streamlining and reducing the amount of parental consent required to bill for Medicaid services, senior administration officials said they anticipate the new rule will impact 300,000 children with disabilities who enrolled in Medicaid. Now, I don't know what that means, reducing the amount of parental consent required to bill for Medicaid. Now, that's interesting. Are they basically going to do visits with your child without the parent? So, Medicaid gets billed. If parents are accused of Medicaid fraud, they go to jail. Parents need to be involved with what's happening with their Medicaid account. So I'm kind of confused on what that means. So they have to explain that one. The White House emphasized that via the Safer Communities Act, the Department of Education will provide $95 million in funding to 35 states for mental health staffing to help them hire more than 14,000 new mental health professionals in U.S. schools, including school psychologists, counselors, and social workers. The Department of Health and Human Services will also provide an additional $200 million to strengthen operations of 988, the 24/7 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. They said in April 2023 alone, so last month, 988 got a total of 370,000 calls, chats, and texts. That was up from 160,000 the year before. So we have a lot of work to do. And we do need mental health professionals. We don't have enough. We do need counselors. Now, we do have to be careful on what is happening in terms of gender surgeries. And I understand if some individuals do not want to be the gender they are, that could definitely lead to depression and anxiety. But we need, anytime we have a child who suffers, it has to be a team, including a counselor, their physician, the parents, and their social support. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.